students, 969.
Request of Wesley Cady and Josephine Law Streeter to address council regarding Roosevelt High School homecoming activities.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Wesley Cady. I'm actually a member of our leadership class and a co-president of Roosevelt's Thespian Troop 7289. And Josephine actually couldn't be here this morning, so I'll be speaking to you. And I wanted to talk to you a lot about the construction and, like, the barriers that that's brought for Roosevelt, but also the abilities that we've had to come from it. And with the support of our teachers and our staff and the wonderful ability and, like, kind of backbone we've been building in the few years that we've been leading up to this construction, we've really been able to hold our students and everyone else accountable and also lifting each other up through everything and making sure that this really isn't as much of a change in the sense that it's disruptive as more as it is growth. And, I mean, Roosevelt's been given $92 million out of a $482 million bond to rebuild our school, which is an immense amount of money, and we are extremely grateful. And looking at that amount of money, it's not just spending an amount of money, it's investing an amount of money in North Portland. And I think that that's extremely important, even as a senior, not being able to see any of this finished work. I'm so excited to see what will breed out of it and the students that it will come forward from. And we have so many new spaces coming forward, a new auditorium, two new gyms. We've got so many wonderful things and programs that are going to be coming forward from that, and I just really can't wait to see all of that. And also, to talk about what you said earlier, as the troop co-president, we've actually decided not to try to go to Edinburgh this year because we weren't able to make the first deadline payments, but we are pursuing a trip to England to visit and study more theater, or if we couldn't go to England, we kind of have a stepping stone. If we can't go to England, then we'll go to New York, and if we can't go to New York, we'll go to our Thespian National Festival in Lincoln, Nebraska. And so we've got a level of things, that, depending on how much we can fundraise, and also just working forward, as everyone has said, as an arts program, looking towards the community. And like Abby said, really pushing in that community and reaching out to our community for help in this time that we need them. And they've done a wonderful job. And I just want to thank the council for being here and representing the city of Portland in such a wonderful way.
Just a comment, Mayor. First of all, let's thank the taxpayers for passing the arts tax, which has meant that 30,000 elementary school children now have an arts instructor in their curriculum. But just because you're being very modest about the Edinburgh invitation, the Edinburgh Theater Festival, particularly the Fringe Festival, is the leading summer arts festival in the world. And literally the city of Edinburgh is taken over with the arts. And I think at some point, Mayor, if we have enough critical mass of festivals in the summertime, we will actually have our version where August is like Edinburgh. It is it's very prestigious to even be considered for being invited to come to Edinburgh and perform. And so congratulations to you and the young actors at Roosevelt for this milestone. And whether you go this year or you defer another year, you bring great distinction to our city for this recognition.
Thank you so much.
Have you already told them that you can't go?
I believe we have, yeah. Our first payment deadline was back in July, if I'm not mistaken. And because the payments were of such large sums, we were really not able to, as far as like the terms between getting accepted and the time of that we'd have to fundraise the amount of money, we weren't really able to pull that together. We did try to work with Park Rose in a fundraising like group together to try and get us to go, but it was just really too difficult for us with the construction and also finding spaces for us to perform this year. But moving forward from that, we're still extremely grateful. Like you said, it's extremely prestigious to even be considered for it, and we are extremely grateful of all of the opportunities that we've been provided for, and we continue to grow and still hold that close to us and use that as a form of growth.
Well, I think you're hearing a message here from all of us that the next time you get one of these invitations and these opportunities, that we encourage Roosevelt to reach out to other community leaders like the five of us and ask us to help. Because I think you've got folks here that would be very willing to do that, because we love what's happening in our schools, and Roosevelt in particular. What you're, you know, the way Roosevelt's been rising the last few years is a really amazing story. So we want to support that. So don't hesitate to ask.
Thank you so much.
And given a longer time frame, maybe if you can ask them for an early entry for next year,
we'll
be happy to help. See if we
thank
can publicize and help you with that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great morning.
You too. Thank you. Okay.